say police found the suspected weapon. Governor Spencer Cox says that the public's been very helpful with the information they've submitted.
The public has answered our call for action. So far, we've received more than 7,000 leads and tips. I would just note that the FBI hasn't received this many digital media tips from the public since the Boston Marathon bombing.
A midshipman at the U.S. Naval Academy is in stable condition after being shot as security personnel were in the process of clearing a building, according to a U.S. official. It happened during a campus lockdown. Two people killed in a helicopter crash outside Allentown, Pennsylvania, Thursday. The NTSB will investigate. This is ABC News. There's good news and bad news to report about poverty in America. More people managed to rise above the poverty line in the latest government estimate.
The glaring exception in the Census Bureau's income, poverty, and health insurance coverage report is the fastest growing population, those over 65. Based on pre-tax cash income, the percentage of seniors in poverty rose to 9.9% last year from 9.7% in 2023. Every other age group either saw gains made against poverty or remained steady. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The wife of former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez was sentenced Thursday to 4.5 years in federal prison for her role in selling her husband's influence in exchange for gold bars, cash, and a luxury automobile. Prosecutors say Nadine Menendez was an intermediary between the senator and New Jersey businessman seeking political favors. Her husband's already serving an 11-year sentence. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog early, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible after midnight. A mild night with a low of 63. On Saturday, partly sunny with highs near 80. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
WGBW. Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
That's the train of freedom. It's about to arrive any minute now. You know, it's been a long, long overdue. Look out, cause it's coming right on through.
Remember, the C in rap is silent.
WGBW.
Started out with nothing, and you powdered yourself. Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, where Nightlight with Pete Schwabe is on every Monday through Friday from 6 until 8 p.m. Pete is wired into the Wisconsin entertainment community and also has guests from, well, nationwide acts, too. Pete Schwabe with Nightlight weekdays, 6 until 9, on your home for local news, timeless hits, and fun entertainment with Pete, 97.9 WGBW.
If you're one of those people who loves to plan out their dinners in advance, I have just the one for you. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Monday, September 15th from 4 till 8 p.m., head on over to Green Bay East Pizza Ranch for a community impact night. Their beneficiaries are Feeding the Park people. So while you're enjoying a delicious slice, you can feel comfortable and happy knowing that 20% of those proceeds help support the mission of bringing food to the people in need. Head to WGBW.fm and click events.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're such a lucky guy. Like to keep things positive whenever we can at 97.9 FM WGBW.
Yeah, 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 oh yeah.
Ooh, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The station that says yes more than anybody. 97.9 FM WGBW.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
What come back to me matters.
mountains.
Getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate.
children cry. Put a little love in your heart. If we want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow. Put a little love in your heart, and the world,
and the world
will be a better place. All the world,
and the world
will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. We have Mike Clemens Sports on the air Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mike is embedded with the Packers, brings you everything from practice and every game start to finish with updates throughout the day. Mike Clemens' award-winning sports and coverage of the Packers right here on your home for local news, timeless hits, Packer updates, too. It's 97.9 WGBW.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
to know my name. They call me the Wanderer. I show a rosy on my chest, 'cause I'm a wanderer.
In a land called Hanalei, little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. In a land called Hanalei, together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept the lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff, that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry. Life-long friend, Puff could not
by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Puff the magic dragon, live by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu.
Preston, a manhunt continuing for the person who shot and killed activist Charlie Kirk on a Utah college campus this week. Authorities combing over forensic evidence, asking for the public's help.
President Trump hoping Charlie Kirk's killer will be caught soon.
He's an animal, total animal. And hopefully they'll have him and they'll get him. What he did is Disgraceful.
Officials also announced they recovered a high-powered rifle wrapped in a towel in the woods and three unspent cartridges that contained wording on them, expressing what law enforcement officials describe as transgender and anti-fascist. Law enforcement has not explained what that means or whether those markings were meant to misdirect investigators.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee. Mortgage rates plummeting ahead of an anticipated Federal Reserve rate cut next week. The question is how much interest rates could be sliced. More than 300 South Korean workers detained in an immigration raid a Hyundai plant in Georgia have been brought back to Korea on a charter plane. This is ABC News.